Turning your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. First Corinthians 11, and we'll look at verses 23 through 26. I'll start on verse 23, and then if you'll join me on the even-numbered verses. But beginning at 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, stand with me, please. Verse number 23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Let's go, Lord, in prayer again. Heavenly Father, again we come. Lord, we're asking that you'd have your will and way in this service. Lord, what a familiar passage, but Lord, what a good reminder that we need. And Lord, we ask that you'd please just bless, speak to our hearts, Lord. Be the special music, prepare our hearts for the preaching. In your name we pray, amen. You may be seated.
So much for that good song. Well, it's our Lord's Supper night. Usually it's the first Sunday night of every quarter, but I forget what all was happening back at the first Sunday in April, and then we were going to have it last week, and I thought, well, Easter Sunday, and you know, what better time to remember. Before there was a resurrection, there was a death on the cross, and so we're going to take a few minutes tonight and gather around the Lord's table. And if you're visiting with us, we practice at what we call a close, I hate the word, I don't like the word communion, although it is used in the Scripture in 2 Corinthians 6, but a close approach to the Lord's Supper. You don't have to be a member of this church to participate with us. If you are saved and baptized and a member of a like church of faith and practice, we invite you to participate in the table of the Lord with us in a little while. But we spend a few minutes talking about something relevant to this occasion tonight that we're observing as we gather around the Lord's table. So let me pray. And it will be just a few minutes in the Scripture, and then we'll get into the observing of the Lord's table tonight. And our Father, I am very thankful that you created this ordinance. Now, Lord, please help us tonight, and may we be pricked in our hearts to remember Jesus Christ. And thank you for His resurrection. Oh, how we've been rejoicing all day and prior to this day in the resurrection of our Savior. But, Lord, there was a death first that was so necessary for our salvation. And so we're very thankful for the death of Jesus Christ. Help me tonight as I leave the church, Lord, hopefully to think on the Lord Jesus a little more than usual maybe in this service. In Jesus' name, and amen. In just a few weeks, we as a nation will celebrate and observe Memorial Day. It'll be here before we know it, coming up at the end of May. The post office and the banks and the federal and state agencies will all be closed in observance of the holiday across the country. And then, of course, ceremonies will be conducted for the purpose of remembering those who paid the ultimate price as in defending our freedoms and our liberties as a nation and died and lost their lives. And I think it's a wonderful holiday. It's the right thing to do. But I thought about this week. How many days like Memorial Day are there in a calendar year? Or better to think of it as this way, as we look back at 407 years of history since the Jamestown colony was founded till now. That's 407 years. Isn't it interesting how few events have occurred that are marked for remembrance? Now think about that. 407 years since Jamestown Colony to right now, and how few events have occurred in those 407 years that are marked for remembrance. And, you know, I'm talking about events that happened on American soil, or events that happened that involved enough Americans that they deserve a national day of remembrance. Now, folks, there are very few that fit that category, and they come up on an annual basis. You know, once a year, once every 365 days. I know there are some events that are remembered, but they're smaller in scope. And so that's usually on the 25th or the 50th or the 100th anniversary. But what we are doing tonight, we are gathering as a church family around a table to remember. To remember an event that took place on distant soil outside of Jerusalem in that little country of Israel almost 2,000 years ago, which is almost five times longer ago than the founding of the Jamestown Colony. An event so wonderful, filled with such meaning, having such personal impact on all of us that we gather as a church family, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times a year to specifically remember this occasion. And some churches do it on a monthly basis. They'll do it on a monthly basis. But we do four times a year. And of course, the event that I am speaking about is the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, each time, whether it is examined in light that we've already used before, or it's examined in light that we have never used before, it warms our hearts. Sometimes it puts a lump in our throats. It dampens the corner of our eyes. It always rejoices our hearts. And I think I'm speaking corporately tonight. I know it does mine. I am so thankful for this wonderful ordinance of the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper. I love it. I love it. And you know, we've given special attention to it for all these almost 24 years on purpose, conducting a whole service around this Lord's table. So let me say tonight just three things about the time we're spending tonight and what it means to you and me and how to use it. This, first of all, I want to remind you, it is a time to remember Jesus died. It's a time to remember Jesus died. Look at verse number 26. He said, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death." Do you see that? Ye do show the Lord's death. Yes, Jesus lived on earth, a phenomenal ministry, miraculous in nature, teaching and preaching and helping and serving and healing. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, going about and doing good. But that is none of those things is what we remember tonight. We remember tonight Jesus died. He died. I think of Philippians 2:8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I think of Hebrews 2:14, but we see Jesus crowned with glory and honor that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. I think of 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Where have we heard that? Amen. The just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Romans 5:6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. In Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6:10, for him that he died unto sin once. Romans 8:34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Romans 14:9, for to this end, Christ both died and rose. 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Death, died, death. Has anybody's death ever been mentioned, ever been examined, ever been recognized, ever been remembered more than Jesus' death? I say not. His, has anybody else's death had the impact that Jesus' death has had and is still having? His death brought life. His death brought payment in full. His death brought satisfaction to God's justice. So first of all, I say tonight, we remember that Jesus died. Jesus died. Number two, it is a time to remember how Jesus died. How he died. Look at verse number 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup. Now that's a reminder about how he died, folks. The bread is a reference to his body. You see it in verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And I don't know why I just had this fleeting thought come through my mind. But again, what I said this morning, you don't get saved by eating anything that turns into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Salvation is a matter of faith. We're eating a piece of bread and drinking a cup of juice tonight that reminds us of what has already taken place. The fact that Jesus' body was crucified and his blood was shed. But anyway, the bread. Bread, remembering his body. Jesus hung on the tree in his own body. Jesus took all our sins upon his own body. His body took our hope to the cross. His body took our peace to the cross. His body took our joy to the cross. You say, Pastor, I don't understand. How did his body take our hope and our peace and our joy to the cross? I'll tell you how, folks. His body took our sin to the cross. And because our sin was nailed to the cross, we have the hope of heaven, we have peace with God, and we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's how it happened. So he took our sin. He took our sin to the cross. Remember how he died. He died in a body. And then second of all, he died shedding his blood. That's what it talks about when it talks about the cup in verse 26. And then again in verse 25. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Remembering his blood. Romans 5:9 says, we're justified by his blood. Ephesians 1:7 says we have redemption through his blood. Ephesians 2:13 says we're made nigh by the blood. Colossians 1:20 says we have peace through the blood. Hebrews 10:19, we have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood. In Revelation 1:5, we are washed from our sins in his own blood. No wonder Peter called it precious blood. Precious blood. And friend, at dawn, that is enough. I enjoy this. I enjoy the Lord's Supper. I enjoy talking about the Savior. I enjoy talking about His death. I enjoy talking about our sins being put on His body and nailed to the cross. I enjoy talking about the blood, and friend, all of that is sure worth us remembering how Jesus died. He died in a body. He died shedding His blood. It started in the Garden of Gethsemane when the sweat was tainted with His blood. It continued in front of Caiaphas, the high priest, when they began to beat Him and buffet Him. And don't you know, as they took their fist and put that bag over His head and smote Him with their fist, buffeted Him. They weren't playing patsy. They're beating Him. And don't you know, friend, as His fist hit His lips, don't you know that the blood came? You ever hit anybody in the mouth? If you hit them good, the blood comes. Don't you think for one minute that, I don't know what's funny about this. I don't know what is funny about this kind of thing. This is a blessing. It sure is not funny unless you're not paying attention. Now, when I'm talking about Jesus, what He went through on the cross, I'm not going to have somebody laughing and goofing around during the Lord's Supper time. I'm sorry. Make mad who you want to make mad. Make glad who you want to. We're not going to fool around like that. No, sir. You can laugh at me preaching on something else, but not Jesus' blood, friend. No, sir. Now, don't you think, friend, for a minute when they buffeted Him, hit Him in the nose, that blood didn't flow. When they buffeted Him with their fists and they beat Him, it started in the garden. It continued in front of Caiaphas. It continued later in front of Pilate when they sentenced Him to a scourging and they took Him and hung Him up by His wrist and got that cat of nine tails and whipped Him not once, not 20 times, not 25 or 30, but 39 times with that cat of nine tails and yanked it off of His body and it ripped His flesh and the blood flowed. It continued on Golgotha when they finished it off after He was scourged by putting a crown of thorns on His head and pushing the thorns deep there and you know the blood flowed. Friend, anytime you get hit anywhere up here on your facial area, close to your eyes where the skin is so close to the bone, it bleeds like crazy. You know it does. And so He bled. Then it continued on Golgotha when He stretched out His hands and put His feet on those old wooden beams and those Roman soldiers pierced His hands and His feet with those nails and the blood flowed. And it ended on Golgotha on that cross when the Roman soldier came by with his spear and thrust it up into the cavity and all that internal bleeding that had been taking place during the crucifixion poured out of that gaping wound. Every drop of blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, was spilled out so that we could be saved. You say, what a gory scene. Yes, but what a glorious result. Washed in His blood. I love it. The songwriter said, one of my favorite songs, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we remember. We remember tonight that Jesus died. We remember tonight how Jesus died. How He died. Number three, it is a time to remember Jesus. Jesus. Look at what He said at the end of verse number 24. This do in remembrance of Me. And at the end of verse 25, this do in remembrance, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. Don't forget Me. Whew. Us? Forget Jesus? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Life is so full. Life is so chaotic. And all these modern gadgets and devices and convenient things that make our lives far simpler have really, folks, just filled our lives fuller. There's a good use for cell phones, but honestly, sometimes I just wonder, my goodness. Ding, 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 ding. It's nuts. Us? Forget Jesus? Us? Forget Jesus? So He says, don't forget Me. You know, when people have relatives, and close relatives, a spouse or a parent, a father or mother, or a brother or a sister, when they have close relatives that go into dementia, or they go into early Alzheimer's, and you're speaking to them about their relatives, their close relatives' condition. How's your dad doing? How's your mom doing? How's your brother? How's that spouse doing? Your wife or your husband who has that dementia? You know what? Oftentimes, it's becoming more progressive. It's getting worse. But how often have I heard this? They still remember me. When you walk in that room, and those eyes that sometimes looked empty and glazed over and hollow, when they look up and they catch yours and there's a light, there's a sparkle, and they say hello and call your name. Don't tell me that doesn't mean something to you. Oh, you remembered me. And that's what Jesus is saying tonight. He's saying, remember me. Don't forget me. After all he did, you say, yes, he healed the sick and he made the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk and he brought sanity to the insane and he cleansed the devils and made people comfortable and settled them down and the hungry were fed and the brokenhearted were comforted. I'll never forget Jesus. And yet Jesus says, yes, I did all those things, but you left out the one thing I don't want you to forget. I don't want you to forget that I died. And I don't want you to forget how I died. And I don't want you to forget that it was me who died. That's what this is for tonight. It's a time for us. Really, this isn't about his resurrection. This is about his death. This is about how he died. We'll pass the bread. It's a picture of his body. We'll pass the juice. It's a picture of his blood. This whole thing is about Him. And so, church, what we're doing tonight is very biblical. What we're doing tonight is very foundational. What we're doing tonight is very fundamental to the well-being of our hearts because our Savior said, ever so often, I want you to come together. And I want you to remember that I died. And I want you to remember how I died. And I want you to remember it was me. Let's not forget. Let's use this for what it's intended for tonight. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Thank you for listening. The Bible says in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Don't forget that tonight, friend. Jesus loves you. Our Father, oh my goodness, in your sovereignty and in your omniscience, you designed this wonderful ordinance. And called it the Lord's table. Gave it to the local church and said, remember me. Lord, thank you for the privilege of having this ordinance. Thank you for the ordinance of baptism, which we observed this morning as those folks got baptized. What a blessing. But Lord, what an opportunity tonight now to remember that Jesus died. And not only that, to remember how he died and to remember that it was Jesus who died. Lord Jesus, our lives get so busy, hectic, full, chaotic. Sometimes we just need to stop. Stop. And come together and be reminded every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above. And the gift of salvation surely is one of those good gifts, the perfect gifts. And it was all wrapped up in the body of Jesus. And he died. Hung on a tree in his body and shed his own blood for us to be saved. Oh, draw us close to you tonight. May we take a few minutes as the juice, the bread are passed to reflect and think on our Savior. May we not forget him tonight. I pray. Let's stand together, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Of course, if you're not saved, I don't know what you, I think you ought to run to this altar and get saved tonight. But if you'd like to take a few moments and kneel and pray here as we begin, the ladies are playing now before we pass the juice and the bread and the juice. And let's let the Lord speak to our hearts. This is to remember that Jesus died. This is to remember how Jesus died. This is to remember it was Jesus who died.